This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haiti.
Better grab an umbrella.
4057 The Fan.
Well, Ronnie and I did a deal the last time, so that's great. He and I have a good friendship. We've known each other for a long time. He's got a great agent in Kim Miale. Never want to say 100%, but I feel good that we'll have a good, healthy debate, a good process. We're going to meet with Kim in Indy this week, and I'm optimistic that we'll be able to get a deal done.
And this one is all over. The Maryland Terrapins have knocked off Northwestern, avenging an earlier season loss in overtime, 74-61.
I don't know who you want to play. Yeah, I mean, Penn State didn't even make the tournament, and they beat Wisconsin. Yeah, we're leaving Wednesday night. We're going to take the guys out to a good dinner, get some rest, and you know, what I told them, this is what we've been working for since June. This is really where the fun starts, and embrace it, enjoy it, and let's go kick some ass.
That's right, let's kick some ass. Let's say it again, let's kick some ass. Kevin Willard, head coach, University of Maryland, after the regular season finale Saturday passed, at home against Northwestern, a game that, you know, added ebbs and flows. Terps pulled away. They wound up winning handily. It was not a beautiful basketball display by any stretch of the imagination, but a victory nonetheless, and that's all that matters. Now that you're in the calendar month of March and kind of 2 weeks into it, you're not looking for style points. You're looking for wins. Now, we could dissect and break down how things went on Saturday against the Wildcats, avenging a loss in overtime. Remember, Martinelli hit the game winner in overtime on the out-of-bounds play, and he was fantastic for Northwestern on Saturday afternoon. But all five starters for Maryland scored in double figures. Julian Reese, which may or may not be his final home game, because as we talked about Friday with Keith Kavanaugh, he can come back if he wants for a fifth year. Doesn't appear as though that momentum says that he will. And nothing indicated Saturday in the finale sort of celebration that he was. But who knows? Derek Queen's last home game. I think we'll agree with that. He had a double-double. The only thing I'm going to complain about, and keep in mind it's a mild complaint at that, because it has not been a season-long dilemma, Nolan. It's 5880-1057 The Fed. Bob Haiti, Vizcarrado, Nolan McGraw. 18 turnovers. 18. A lot of it of the self-inflicted variety. So if Maryland handles the ball like they tend to do, they probably blow Northwestern out. Terp shot 42-plus from almost 44% from beyond the arc. So it was a solid win, not a spectacular win. There was some moments of angst for sure because Chris Collins could coach, whether you like him or not, being a former Dukie, and they come to play. But you wrap it up with another victory, and because what happened yesterday, Michigan State blowing out Michigan, the Terps, and who had this on your bingo card 3 months ago, finished as the number 2 seed in the Big Ten. They play 6:30 on Friday night, where the opponents will be either Illinois, Ohio State, or Iowa. All three teams, Maryland is defeated. They did lose to the Buckeyes, of course, on the 35-foot bank shot a few weeks back. But Maryland going into this tournament, the hottest team next to Michigan State in the conference. And Michigan State needed a 60-footer at the buzzer to beat Maryland then. So the Terps, a live horse going into the race that is March Madness. And, hey, look, they've never made it to the Big Ten final. 10 years now in the conference. We'll see if they can accomplish that. But teams like Illinois and Oregon, who had their midseason swoons, Nolan McGraw, they're starting to play like the ranked teams that a lot of people expected they would be heading into now. Dance time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But you're happy that Maryland is kind of in the same boat, that they're playing some of their best basketball at this point in the season. You know, we kind of get on the Terps a lot for the lack of NCAA tournament success, at least in recent history. And that's
two Sweet 16s in 23 years.
It's very true. But even in those seasons, or at least the most recent one during Mark Turgeon's tenure, that team had all the talent in the world, but they didn't exactly finish the regular season strong. They kind of limped in to the playoffs. So that's the problem. This year's team is finishing strong. They're playing some of their best basketball here in early March, and it gives them a sense of momentum heading into both tournaments. And I've said it all along. You know, everyone has had this mindset where they almost just want to skip ahead of the Big Ten tournament, get us straight to March Madness, let's get the monkey off our back and get to the Sweet 16 and beyond. Well, no, you got a great opportunity in front of you here, and let's see how much higher you could climb. If Maryland was to win the Big Ten tournament next weekend, could they be in play for three seed, even higher? Oh, I mean, there's a lot to be accomplished here.
I think they win the Big Ten tournament, they're going to be a three seed. But we'll talk about this with Chris Nockey later in the show, Maryland Radio Network, 1:30 to be exact. They get these breaks, long breaks. They don't respond well after days off. Even Kevin Willard himself said that couple of days ago. So congratulations to Maryland. Your excitement level for the sleeping giant. I've been telling Vinny for years, the sleeping giant's Maryland hoops. Now here it is, awakened, and hopefully doing some damage deep into March, maybe into April. Who really knows? Orioles. Well, they've been in the playoffs 2 years in a row. We were just praising the rotation last week. Hey, say what you will about everything else. Starting rotation looks great. Everybody's pitching well. And then Wednesday, Grace Rodriguez didn't pitch well. And then it was all happening kind of as we were getting off the air. And then, Nolan, you brought it up. Well, you know, Zach's velo was, or his fastball was coming in at like 89. And Rodriguez himself said, well, you know, I don't want to throw 100 all the time. I might just want to sit at 95, which he did during that game. His last pitch was 89, four-seam fastball. Now it's, well, tricep. No, it's an elbow. Cortisone shot, shut down 7 to 10 days before they start a throwing program. I am not a doctor. I'm not Frank Job. I'm very pessimistic that we get, well, we're not getting a full season. He's already starting on the IL. Hyde said it a couple of days ago. I don't know if you get the 20 starts you got last year out of Grayson Rodriguez, and I hope I'm wrong, and I usually am. But let's be real here. Upside's through the roof. This guy was the number one pitching prospect for years and saw it in live time at the major league level. But injuries are now a thing. It's a real thing for Grayson Rodriguez. He was on the verge at 22 of coming up. Lat. 23. Got rocked. That was more feelings hurt thing. And then came back, pitched great second half of the season. But last year, 13-game winner, going into August, lat, missed the rest of the season. And now you start the year with an elbow? I don't want to say he's that guy. But we sit here, like Charlie Morton made 30 starts last year at 40 years old, who, by the way, was brilliant a couple of days ago. I'm very skeptical we see old G-Rod. Even when he comes, I'm going to go whiny fan. Even when he comes back, whenever that is, it's a ticket time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now we're talking elbows here, right? Am I wrong?
Nope. Just ask Garrett Cole.
Yeah, I mean, right. We'll get to him in a minute. But the elbow, now it gets, it's a different dialogue here. And velo drop. I mean, it's one thing. Batista's last pitch at 23 threw 100 miles an hour. Bradish's last pitch last year was like 98. He's been kind of dealing with this, it seems. And now we've hit, we'll talk to Rockabacco next hour. But yeah, I hope I'm wrong again. But I don't see Rodriguez throwing a pitch in anger in a while. And even when he does come back, I don't see it lasting.
Right. You're always going to be wondering, when's that next one going to come? And you're, for his head alone, I mean, that's where we're going as fans. That's the direction we're going with it. I mean, what do you think he's thinking? You know, and he was even saying that he was changing parts of his mechanics this spring to try to alleviate some stress on his arm. And so it's clearly already in his head, hey, I need to do something to try to stay healthy here. And now you face this roadblock, yet another roadblock in his career. I think it's going to be in his head. And that's the last thing you want at that point. When he goes back out on a mound, does he feel like it's a ticking time bomb, that this is just an inevitability, that Tommy John's around the corner at some point?
It's like with any injury. You know, like I had that with like my knee when I was in college, and it kept popping out, and they told me like, oh, it's not that bad, it's just your hand. But like you said, Nolan, in your head, in my head every time, when's it going out?
Yeah.
When's it going out?
One play away.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're never comfortable, you know, and it's like, you know what? I just want to be right. Let me just get the surgery so I'm right. I don't have to worry about it. Let me clear my head.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like that's a concern. It's not a structural elbow, but swollen elbow. I mean, I don't know, triceps kind of connected to the elbow, to the tailbone, Herman Munster style. And yeah, I'm skeptical.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to talk about Cole, Bob, but I mean, he came back last year, had the same kind of thing, and pitched 17 games, and then bam.
Yeah.
Like you said, ticking time bomb.
Didn't come back till June, helped him get to the World Series, but it is what it is. But anyway, we started the show. Eric DaCosta talking about Ronnie Stanley and the competence level a couple weeks back at the combine, that they would resign him. Well, they sure as hell did, didn't they? 3 years, $60 million with a lot of guaranteed
44.
Dough.
44.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of tells me, Bob, that 2 years, $22 million, you know, that's the guaranteed. And then, you know, if you get to the third year, to me, it's kind of a bonus, because that's all the guaranteed money after 2 years. So Ronnie deserves it. And they are, and for all the people that, you know, want to talk about Mark Andrews leaving, no, they're running it back. They're bringing everybody back, you know, because why? They have their offense is number one. And they want all those guys back, and they're all going to be back. And then we're going to see what additions now. What that does is, for the draft, all right, if there's a guard there, left guard possibly, take a guard. But, Bob, also, and we'll get into it in a little bit when we talk about Freed, because of the addition for Pittsburgh, you know, of Metcalf, my secondary, I got to, you know, because of the division, got to be able to hit. My secondary's got to be good, because I got good receivers in the division.
We'll talk to Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, at 11 o'clock about the Ravens' legal tampering. Starts at noon today. League year is actually beginning on Wednesday, but things are happening. Vinny referenced DK Metcalf going to Pittsburgh. Can Aaron Rodgers be going there as well? We got a lot to get to. Ronnie Stanley sticking around. I don't think anyone would have a problem with it. I wouldn't hope. So hang tight with that. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's a Monday. There's a ton going on in the world of sports.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As it unfolds over the course of the next few hours, we started with Ronnie Stanley. This broke on what, on Saturday, that he was sticking around. No surprise, but it's this guy that, you know, got trimmed 50% of his salary last year.
Yep.
Played well enough to be a Pro Bowl alternate and now is reaping the benefits of it. And the, I guess the one thing that we can look at for his resurgence, he was healthy. And he even said during training camp inning that this is the healthiest I've been since the 2020. Because he got hurt. He had just signed his extension in the season.
Yep.
Then got hurt against Pittsburgh. So he was all systems go halfway through that season. So it has been a long and sometimes tortuous climb for him to get back to where he was before, which was first team all pro at that
time. Yeah. When he, prior to him getting hurt, and the reason he got that big contract, he was the best left tackle in the NFL. And then he gets hurt, and then it's a three-year fix, basically. I mean, something kept going wrong with the surgery, couldn't work out. And the problem is, you know, like in the offseason, all you're doing is rehabbing. And what does that mean? You can't get bigger, you can't get stronger, because you're just trying to get better. And this offseason, like Bob just said, he was there the whole offseason, and he got to lift. He got to train. He didn't miss any practices. He, you know, OTAs, mini camp, regular season, the whole thing. Didn't miss anything, and it showed. And if he can continue to do that, if he can, and he doesn't have any surgeries this offseason, so it's just a continuation of all that. So he should continue to get better, even at 31 years old, because he had like a three-year hiatus.
Now, since that's taken care of, what are you looking at the offensive line? Maybe not today, maybe not the next couple of days. McCary's a free agent. Patrick McCary, who was your starting left guard last year. Does this close the door on that reunion?
Yes.
And if so, what's plan, maybe plan A, knowing that this could have been the reality all along?
I would think, Bob, that we're going to see at 27, if the right guy were to be there, we could see a guy starting at left guard. And it could be a guy who is a tackle in college that's going to play guard, or otherwise we've got Voorhees. Now, my concern, Bob, soon as I saw this, with Josh Allen, I'm going, oh, man. Is Lamar going to want a deal? You know, I mean, are we going to go through all that again? That was my concern.
Well, I'm guessing if you missed it, Josh Allen just got extended And yeah, he's the highest paid player in the NFL, but it always kind of trickles to the next guy. And I was telling Robbie Spurs Pace this morning, a year from now, Lamar's right. probably going to do the same thing to Josh Allen. Because Josh signed his deal, I think, a year before Lamar reached his agreement.
Yeah, and to me, that's a pretty good point, Bob. You tell Lamar, hey, Lamar, you know what? You run it back again, we'll take care of you next year.
And yeah, nothing says you're going to start sucking all of a sudden.
No, because if Lamar's been healthy, he's been up for the MVP every year.
Yep.
So, so I think they will, I would imagine because of what they went through the first time, Eric and Lamar have a pretty good relationship, and that's probably already been told to him.
Yeah, because that thing did get dramatic.
Oh, boy.
With a trade request,
yes,
and things got kind of angst-ridden. It was all settled, and Lamar won an MVP, should have won it this year, since that all was settled. But, yeah, Josh Allen got paid, and paid big. Getting back to DK Metcalf goes to Pittsburgh and out affects Baltimore. Brandon Stevens, free agent. We were assuming he's gone.
Let's hope.
So now what do you do here? Darius Slay. I mean, there's some veteran guys that became available over the last few days.
Yeah. I would posit, you know, right player, right price for the Ravens. So, you know, is there a guy that wants to come and try to win a Super Bowl for the right price? The thing about it is, Bob, I think why we keep seeing mocks for the Ravens with safeties, you know, all of a sudden now you look at the division – and you say, okay, we've got Pickens, we've got Metcalf, 6'4 guys. You know, Darius Washington, one of the issues with him is size. So, you know, whether it be Starks or Emma Worry from South Carolina, somebody like that at 27, I think that becomes a real possibility.
Now, for the Steelers, they get DK Metcalf from Seattle. Mm-hmm. Now, the first thing I thought when I saw it, well, Russell Wilson's coming back. Nope. Doesn't appear as though he's coming back. Justin Fields. Now Aaron Rodgers now in the mix. Yeah. All of a sudden, we got to deal with this guy again?
Well, what it sounds like, Bob, was they've made offers to Justin Fields. And supposedly, and he's in Dubai, Justin Fields is, as we're talking.
Okay.
And they made an offer to him. He hadn't taken the offer. So, if he hadn't taken it, and basically he could have signed. I mean, they probably made him, you know, their one a good offer last night, and he says, I want to wait, because he wants to hear what everybody else is saying. Because in reality, he started out 4-2 for them, and then Russell Wilson took over, started out good, and then sucked kind of at the end. And did we see Justin Fields? Nope.
No.
So he kind of tells you what they really think of him, but it was kind of surprising that all of a sudden they want him back. And Bob, I mean, just looking at it, if I just go get Metcalf and I got Pickens, I got two receivers that want the ball all the time and that are egomaniacs and bitch and complain a lot. And then I'm bringing in Justin Fields, who I want him to play because he can run better. That seems like, Bob, that just seems like a lot of bitching and complaining on the sidelines, I think.
On paper, it looks good. Hey, keep in mind, Najee Harris is a free agent, too. So there's no guarantees he's even going to be back.
No, but I just think that they're, you know, I think if they get Aaron Rodgers, I think it's a much better fit for those receivers than Justin Fields. You know, I mean, Justin Fields got a big arm and he can throw it, but those guys are going to want the ball. I mean, Pickens, we've seen him go off, and Metcalf's going off last year, too. So Mike Tomlin's got, well, typical Pittsburgh. I mean, that's the types of receivers they get, Bob, is, you know, guys that you got to control a little bit.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Other things happen over the weekend in the National Football League in regards to free agency. We'll get to that. Ronnie Stanley sticking around. I would think most of you are happy with that signing. Now what's the next order of business? Barrett DaCosta, Terps, they're the number 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. They will play 6:30 on Friday night, a game you can hear. 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk about that with Chris Nockey. The accomplishments of this year's Maryland team and where Kevin Willard might fit in. And coach of the year probably goes to Izzo in the league.
Yeah.
But Kevin Willard certainly, I would think, deserves recognition. And the Orioles, Grayson Rodriguez, their ace potential guy. Well, I heard again, and that's a bad thing. Good news, Sagano was brilliant yesterday. Retired all 9-5 Ks. Charlie Morton's been outstanding. And Zach Eflin's healthy. And Cade Povich has pitched well. But Kittredge is going to be out. Dominguez might replace him. And I always say, don't get carried away with spring stats. But dude, he's got a slow pitch softball earned run average.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the fan.
Good evening, Haney, 105.7, the fan here on this Monday. No real musical themes. Got a lot going on. NFL free agency. The legal tampering starts at noon. Miles Garrett, this one kind of floored me. Extends with Cleveland. Highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. This guy wrote a goodbye letter, a Dear John, if you will, to Cleveland. Refused Jimmy Haslam to meet with him to pacify his trade demands. And boy, all of a sudden, a Kopax 12-6 curve came out of nowhere, and he re-ups. Congratulations to him. Cleveland's still going to stink. But boy, when that money comes a-calling, it's hard to say no, I guess. I mean, they are a year removed from going to the playoffs. It's not like they've been 2-15 for five straight years, but there are a lot of things that lead you to believe that they're going to be bottom feeders in the AFC North for a while.
Well, Bob, they don't have a quarterback. Chubb's a free agent. You know, your O-line was shaky. And Jock, who knows when he's coming back, one of their better defensive players.
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
So, I guess money talks and BS walks. I agree with you, Bob. I don't see Cleveland. You know, I mean, the rumor out there is that Kirk Cousins will go to Cleveland when he gets cut by the Falcons because he and Stefanski were together in Minnesota. So that makes sense.
Sure.
And then, you know, if that happens, then they have the second pick of the draft. You going to put Abdul Carter next to Garrett? You know, I mean, that would be...
That's an intriguing scenario for sure.
Very much so.
Now, Kirk Cousins, he was a disaster in Atlanta. Look, they signed him to this massive free agent contract and then drafted a quarterback in the first round, Penix from Washington, by way of Indiana, and that wound up benching Kirk Cousins when it was all said and done. I mean, is there still anything left in the Cousins tank based on the tank job, basically, he did for the Falcons last year?
I would say, Bob, that Cousins will be better this year than last year because his mobility was bad with that torn Achilles. He was a sitting duck. You know, I mean, he's kind of a sitting duck anyhow, but he was really a sitting duck. So that's why I think he'll be better where he goes. He's got a $10 million roster bonus due on Sunday. So they're playing chicken right now, Bob, is what they're doing. So we'll see. So I don't think they want to pay. They've already paid him $90 million. How about that? He's made $90 million from them and played 1 year.
We were talking off the air, J.C. Horn, Carolina. He got a massive extension today from the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, cornerback, 4 years, $100 million, $70 million guaranteed. I mean, that's what everybody's looking for now is the guarantee, because that's the only thing that really is, you know, in your pocket. Like Ronnie Stanley's, you know, he's got 3 years, $60 million, 44 guaranteed. So he's getting 44.
Khalil Shakur got extended in Buffalo. He got a nice payday. We talked about Josh Allen got a significant. He's a high paid player. History of the NFL. Aaron Jones, speaking of the Vikings, he's going to stick around for another year with them. So outside of quarterback, it seems as though they're going to try to, no pun intended, run it back themselves a little bit.
Now, Bob, I did Mad Dog Radio yesterday, and they asked me about, you know, Aaron Rodgers. And I think, Bob, if I'm Aaron Rodgers and they want me, the Vikings are the best place for him. Just like you said, you know, they got the Aaron Jones back. They got the receivers. They got the tight end. They got a good O-line. They got a good defense. You playing indoors. I would think that, you know, and then J.J. McCarthy can kind of take his time. There's no pressure. And you go with Aaron Rodgers. So, but I don't think that's as hot of a rumor thing as Pittsburgh is right now. And the Giants. Sounds like Aaron Rodgers, you know, the Giants want everybody and nobody wants the Giants.
I could see why.
Me too.
Yeah, lame duck GM, lame duck coach. Also, Geno Stone was traded from Seattle to the Raiders. That kind of came out of nowhere, too. Third round draft pick. Or Geno Smith. Geno Smith.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Geno Smith. And that was all Pete Carroll. Pete loves Geno Smith. And that's who Pete wanted. So they're back together. And so Pete's comfortable with him. And what does Pete Carroll want to do? Pete wants to run the ball, play defense, you know, and then not throw it a ton, but still be able to throw it. And that's what Geno Smith can do for him.
Davante Adams to the Rams, 2-year deal.
I like that. I like, and he's from California.
And Cup's out of there.
Yeah,
so.
Cup's out. And then Tutu Atwell, they signed for 1 year, $10 million last year. So they got three receivers there. I think the Rams are going to be pretty good.
Well, they're defending champs in the division, look to be the favorites for sure to do so. They kept Matt Stafford around, made him healthy and happy financially. So NFL, it's a flurry of stuff. We're going to keep you up to date on it as it goes through today into tomorrow and the actual start of the league year, which is on Wednesday. Draft profiles start on Wednesday as well. Ravens news, of course, Ronnie Stanley sticking around. Grayson Rodriguez is going to start the year on the IL for the Orioles along with Andrew Kittredge. So that's bad news for the pitching staff. Garrett Cole, they're recommending Tommy John for the Yankees ace. Luis Gil, the rookie of the year, he's already going to start the season on the IL. He's going to miss a couple of months. I mean, things are Giancarlo Stanton might need elbow surgeries, and he could be done for the season. So the two, Gunnar Henderson's hurt for the Orioles. The perceived favorites of the division, the Orioles, the Yankees, Orioles. Hey, it might be Toronto and Boston when it's all said and done, just based on being able to survive. And Maryland wins their home finale on Saturday against Northwestern. Wasn't pretty, but it's a win. Terps, number 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. If you're on the phone, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back. Talk about anything you want. Talk Orioles, talk Ravens, talk Terps. Any NFL free agency, let's do it. It's a Monday. We're having some fun. It's a beautiful day in the Charm City here on The Fan. Including some college basketball fun. Towson tonight taking on Delaware. That game is on CBS Sportsnet as the number 1 seeded Tigers getting 2 wins away from the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1991. Our buddy Steve Molesky was here. He's a Towson grad talking about that. Navy, they upset number 1 seed Bucknell in the Patriot League. They will play American U on Wednesday night for the championship there. American U, coached by Dwayne Simpkins, our buddy, my friend, University of Maryland. He was a McDonald's All-American, played for Morgan Wooten at DeMatha, played for Gary Williams, of course, at the University of Maryland. And if Dwayne can get the win, he'll become one of them coaches that not only played in the NCAA tournament 3 times with the Terps, 2 Sweet 16s, he'll coach in 1.
Nice.
2. So that's a good look for Dwayne. And, of course, Navy. Anybody local getting in. Loyola's season ended. You got the MEAC tournament starting. So there's still some stuff to be done, and we'll get into all of that and more as the week rolls on. But let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number, keeping you up to date on all of your breaking NFL free agent news as it happens. Ed and Arbutus. Ed, what's happening, buddy?
Bob, Benny, good morning to both gentlemen.
Morning, Ed.
Morning, Benny. Topical comments briefly. Orioles, pitching help, urgency required. Would like to hear 2 arms pursued, right and left. Kyle Gibson, proven commodity, 5 innings competitive. Jordan Montgomery, southpaw, to assist Povich in regard to lefty innings needed. Positional infield defense to overcome an injury. Do not fall into the trap of weakening 2 positions to satisfy 1. If Henderson's not 100%, play your absolute best positional gloves in their rightful spots. Urias at 3rd, Mountcastle 1st, Westberg at 2nd. Holiday shortstop until Henderson returns. Holiday's batting speed is his main contributions right now. And he'll make all the routine plays. Ravens, Blindside Stanley signing, huge for so many reasons. Hopefully Ricard and Ardarius Washington are soon to follow. Would like to hear Duvernay scooped up to bolster special teams play and Swiss Army knife skill help. Sure-handed, fast, will make the first guy miss for solid field position starts for our offense. You won't see bobbles out of him. You won't see fumbles out of him. Terps, best of luck always. Get that first tourney victory. Could settle into a nice role. Starting five, battle-tested matchup talented to all opposition. Geronimo, with quality minutes now, he will bang. Young has the good handles to beat his guy off the dribble drive, take it to the hole once in a while. That's it today, gentlemen. Thank you for your courtesy, as always.
All right, Ed, appreciate the call. Appreciate the commentary. Covering all the bases, if you will. Only thing and we'll talk about it with Chris Nockey later and with you if you want to get in at 410-583-1057. I thought they were very lazy with the basketball Saturday. 18 turnovers, a lot of, hey, look how cool I am with this one-handed this. I'm going to do a no-looking trap now. No! 18 turnovers is usually a bye-bye formula in the NCAA tournament. That's more of an aberration than a full-on concern. Oriole injuries, hell yeah. You saw, I'm sure, Ed, Jose Quintana, 1 year, $4 million with the Brujas. Probably wouldn't look bad with the Orioles right now. And, hey, look, the only good thing, if you want to call it that, is the Yankees and Orioles are matching each other injury.
Yeah.
Unless Aaron Judge gets hurt, because Gunnar's Orioles' best player. Doesn't appear as though he's going to be up for an extended period. But when they're going up to Rogers Center in less than 3 weeks, I'd be surprised if he's the starting shortstop that day. And we'll talk about that with Rockabaca. All right, let's get out to the phones. Go to Towson. It's PT. PT, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Great call from Ed. Montgomery's a great arm, and the owner of Arizona can't stand him. So he would love to deal Montgomery. So that's a great name to keep an eye on.
He said it was the worst signing in the history of baseball or something, or along those lines. I mean, that bad, yeah.
He said that, and the guy is on his team. I mean, that was one of the greatest quotes in sports history. But, yeah. So he would deal Montgomery in a freaking New York minute. But I just want to say, with apologies to Vinny, Mike Elias is the smartest GM in sports. And you're seeing why. Because the guy, he does not draft pitchers earlier than, 50. And this is why. You see, over and over again, every pitcher, pitchers, they get hurt. And sure, fielders get hurt, but nowhere near as frequently. And so it's all about building the numbers, and it's exactly what we've got. And you can make an argument, in my opinion, that the Orioles bullpen is one of the top three, in baseball. And I agree with you, Bob. Soto has had a bad spring, but he's also had seasons of 30.
No, Dominguez has had a terrible spring. Soto's been great. Dominguez has been brutal. Yeah.
Thanks for notes here sideways. But I want to talk about, the starting pitchers. Look at the last two World Series winners. Jack Flannery was the Dodger that had the most innings, right? And Yamato was the second most innings for the Dodgers in the world in the playoffs last year. And he only threw approximately five innings a clip. And the Rangers, the World Series winner the year prior in 23, basically the same thing. Their starters, when it's most important, it's all about matchups. So the Rangers, Evaldo threw about six innings to start. But Montgomery, the guy Ed referenced earlier, was on the Rangers then. And he only went five innings in his six games. So it's all about – the game has changed, and we as fans have got to evolve. You've got to have the numbers. You've got to have the bullpen. And just like Elias is built, he's got six or seven starts. I think it's built we're all holding our breath on Gunnar, but it seems like a little nick. It's not something that's going to keep him out long term.
No, and the thing is, too – and thanks, PT, we got to get another call in here. Adley Rutschman's quietly had a monster – Springs hitting .444. His OPS is almost 1,200. So any injury concerns about him seem to be alleviated. And, I'm going to say, he might deny it, and the Orioles have denied it, he was hurt second half of last year. I mean, the results, you don't go from the all-star deserved starter to a guy that, would be backing up most catchers in baseball because you're not hurt. All right, we got time for a call. Nolan McGraw says yes. Bruce of Bel Air. Bruce, what's happening?
Hey, Bob, Vinny, and Nolan, how are y'all doing? I haven't called for a while. I got a compliment I'd like to lay on you before we get started here. I saw you guys up in Toyota at Bel Air last year, and I gotta say, y'all sound a lot better looking on the radio.
Well, thank you very much. We hear that a lot. You have a face for radio, Haney. You know how many times I've heard that one?
I wanted to get that out of the way. But now, I guess my question here is for Vinny. I like football. I'm not an expert by any means, but I watch a lot of it. But You know, I hear you talk about Brandon Stevens, and I watch with my own eyes. I don't have the all 22, but seems to me he sticks to receivers like glue, but he just can't find the ball, and he doesn't turn around. But I can't fathom how that can't be taught to somebody is my question.
No, it can't be, because it's about instincts.
Hey, thanks,
and
Bruce.
You either got them or you don't. And we've been saying it from day one. Wow, man, he's right there with him, but he can't find a ball.
Yeah, but a lot of there were a lot of times this year where separation started to become an issue, too.
Yeah.
Or he was nowhere near the ball.
Yeah. But his biggest issue is he cannot find a ball or play the ball. You know, I mean, if you look at career interceptions, he doesn't have many, you know, and he was a running back, you know, and so just like a receiver, what happens to those guys that don't catch well?
They become DBs.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brandon Stevens started as running back at UCLA, went to SMU, and he had a good year in 23. Let's not get it twisted. He wasn't Mike Haynes or anybody like that, but he was good. He was terrible last season. And the stats, all the nerd stats, everything that you would use to judge him said that he was not good at his job last year.
And I think this, Bob, and I can't remember if I said it to you or was with Cordell, you know, on Thursday, was the reason that Stevens was so good in 23 was Humphrey was so bad. Humphrey sucked in 23.
Yeah, was that pigeon in that Rams game.
Oh, my God. And then this year, Humphrey was great, so what'd they do? Went back picking on Stevens.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Talk more about that subject next. Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. Whip around 11:15. Tons going on. World of Sports this weekend. Rockabaco, MassinSports.com. Orioles tonight, 6. Taking on the Pirates. You can see it on Masson. As a matter of fact, Grayson, all right, elbows, this, that, the other. Bad. Kittredge knee surgery, bad. What about Gunners? That bad news? Or are we looking at a silver lining here? And then a fun house with Mr. Electricity. Got a new haircut. He feels confident. He's like Brad Pitt over there.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.